boy down the road on a bridge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised, this is NRA country.
Welcome back to Eye on the Outdoors, Ray Eye Radio, here from the bunker on youth turkey hunting season weekend. We're going to run back in time a little bit. Quite a few years, we did a drawing with Monty's Outdoors, KFNS 590 The Fan, and the Ozark Radio Network, and Gary Lee. And we're going to go back a couple years to a hunt we did with Coulter Bean. And I want to play this segment with me and Gary Lee in the beginning, but it also going to take you on a scouting trip with us to prepare for this hunt. Makes a really good segment for you to listen how we scout for turkeys for these kids. There's a little intro in front, and then we'll get right into the show. Here we go.
Got everything I need in the back of my truck. Now all I gotta do is get the job done. When the sun comes up and the woods come alive, longbeards are gonna die. Longbeards are gonna die.
Wow, do we have a great show on this youth turkey season weekend. Gary can announce the winner from the drawing. The drawing was really cool. It was with the Ozark Radio Network, Monty's Outdoors, of course, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Eye on the Outdoors. Mossberg is furnishing the shotguns for the kids to use. And then, of course, we've got our great friends at Hooks Custom Calls that is providing calls for the kids. We also need to thank Murray Anderson at Anderson's Guns, down in Mountain View, Missouri. He got the guns in from Mossberg. He patterns, he talks to the kids. Murray just does a great job with the kids. This is a great thing. Cannot wait to get my time out there with these kids, and hopefully we get them all a big fat turkey. And, of course, after our youth hunt, we're going to bring that hunt to you on air so you can hear the success or non-success of those kids. It's going to be great. And we're all hoping for great success for all the kids involved.
And now we're going to go to a little short interview with Gary Lee on the Ozark Radio Network. Coulter Bean, put him on the air. Poor kids sound scared to death. One thing I learned about working with these kids with a television camera or radio, it's really tough to get them right on the show immediately as soon as you meet them. If you spend a little time with them, they get to know you a little bit, you hunt with them a little bit, then you do the interviews. The only exception to that was Jessie Connors. She was a natural. She was unbelievable the minute I turned the camera on and the microphone. But this little guy sounds a little scared here with Gary Lee on his radio programming on the Ozark Radio Network. Let's go. Let's listen to Gary Lee. And right after Gary Lee's little interview here with Colton, then we're going to go out and scout for these kids. Here we go.
Q94, the Ozarks Classic Rock Station. I'm Gary Lee. Glad to have you tuned in to the Morning Zoo. And, well, the big youth hunt's coming up this Saturday and Sunday. It's great time. Share your knowledge, you turkey hunters out there, with the youth. Keep it alive. Keep it going. Keep it growing. And, of course, every year, this is the 18th year that we've been doing the youth hunts of a lifetime. One of our winners this year from Monty's Outdoors at the Southern Hill Shopping Center is Coulter Bean. Hey, Coulter, how you doing, buddy?
Good, you?
Ah, fantastic. Now, are you excited?
Yeah.
It's a big, big weekend coming up, right?
Yeah.
So, tell us, who registered you, and how'd all this happen?
Well, my dad took me to Mommy's after my mom heard it on your radio station. I filled out a card, and I put it in, and I was lucky, and I won.
Yeah, I know your sister. She wasn't too pleased with you, was she?
No, she wanted to win.
So you got some really cool prizes from Monty's Outdoors. Tell the folks out there kind of what you got.
I got a new pair of boots, a hat, and a coat.
I mean, this is a really nice rain coat. And we're going to be hunting on an awesome farm. We're going to stay all night. We're going to do a cookout. We're just going to have a big, big time. True Pursuit Adventures, we want to thank them for their hospitality, for putting us up for all my youth hunts. That's an awesome, awesome thing that they do. We've got turkeys located. Ray I is going to be down. Now, have you been practicing your camera pose?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Long as you've been practicing. So we're going to hook up on Friday afternoon, and then we're going to head out to Pursuit Adventures, and we're going to do our very best to try and get a big old fat chubby gobbler with a big long beard and great big huge spurs. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds perfect.
All right. Hey, who's your favorite DJ?
Gary Lee.
Right on, brother. Right on. Coulter, thank you so much, my man.
You're welcome.
Okay, now we're going to take you out in the field with us, scouting. Ended up leaving the Hillsboro area around 2:30 a.m. Sunday morning to meet Gary Lee to go out to the place. Now, it's early here in April. Birds are pretty bunched up. I'm going to introduce each of these segments, our scouting segments we recorded. And this first one was right at light with all the turkeys on the roost. And you'll hear lots of gobbling because the gobblers are still bunched up. So here's the first one, our first stop, and how I use my turkey call to locate turkeys where the roost is. And it works extremely well because turkey calls gets a better response than owl hooting or crow calling. And it makes the hens get worked up and they get the other turkeys worked up and you get a better scouting report. Here we go, number one. Now, this next one is a little later in the morning, and after the turkeys came down. Now, what we like to do is hang around and see what direction they travel once they come off the roost. The hunt is not till the next weekend, but there's a good chance they're going to still be traveling the same direction once they leave the roost. Hens really got worked up, and there was a lot of gobbling.
From the bottom. Come off the hill from where the roost is in the bottom. They got some going this way.
They're in the food plot.
He's coming. Let's go.
Okay, we hung around a little bit after that, after they went down off the roost and in the woods, and I would only call every once in a while just to keep tabs on them, pinpoint what direction they was traveling, where they were at later in the morning. And then after they left the area, we went around there to see how to approach those turkeys from the other side, because I was up on a big ridge, and to see what it looked like over there, because I'd never been in there before. So after that morning session with the roost and the calling and watching and listening to the turkeys, now I go in and finalize how I'm going to set up on these turkeys. And then we leave the area and leave them alone and go to a different farm. This next one is at a totally different farm, a little distance from this farm. And now, of course, it's already past daylight, and we're going to check out a food plot, alfalfa field. Here we go.
Okay, we're on what we call the upper field. This was full of turkeys. A bunch of gobblers were out here, too. We got turkeys gobbling 360 right now. There was four nice gobblers right out here. This is a beautiful field. But right here on this bank, we're going to put a big old blind and set up a camera. This is going to be our TV shoot field right here, alfalfa. Got one down here. Two or three out there. Get out here and leave them alone, Gary.
All right, we back out of that field, jump in the truck, run around the top of the ridge on an old road.
Where the second alfalfa field is, we call it. 10-12 big gobblers at the end of this field here. They just kind of walked off. It's still pretty open right now. It's before youth season. For scouting, both for youth season and for our regular hunt for our media on here. I have with me my Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame box draw. Ooh, there's one there. We're going to make a turkey gobble. Sound like off in the bottom, way off. Nothing I put on the hill, of course. It's about 12 of them was just there, and they went that way. Where's that? I'm scared. I try not to use this turkey call very much because the turkeys won't leave me alone.
This last scouting segment isn't really calling. It's learning the area. This is a third farm that we haven't seen, and the landowner drew a map and said this was a good area. We wanted to check it out. It's very remote with two food plots on a logging road that runs the length of a top of a big ridge. It's way high. Other ridges come into it with food plots of both ends, and I explain how we would hunt this. Here we go.
What we have here is a big ridgetop logging road. Big ridges drops off, other ridges come in. Food plot dozed off at this end. Long ridge like this, long road like this, this is great turkey hunting. This is Ozark turkey hunting. This is what I did as a kid, hunt these old road beds like this. Turkeys roost off the head of these hollers, pitch on the side of the hill, and come up and they'll strut this road. So all you got to do is late morning, if you're not set up on a strutting bird or a roosted bird, just work this road really slow. Sit down 45 minutes to an hour and don't move. Set up about 20 yards off the road and call. They'll come up and down the road to you. This is a great, great turkey hunting spot. This is opposite of hunting from a blind. This is where you move and call, move and call. Now talk about running and get in a hurry. You take your time and hunt this. And after you hunt this whole road from one end to the other, pause a little bit one end and hunt it back. And set up where you called coming in. A lot of times you'll kill a turkey on the way back.
How cool is that? Taking you right out in the field with us during our scouting session for our youth hunt. We need to take a break. We'll see you all on the other side.